the least populated country in the world. My name is Zai Esquivel. The least populated country is Bouvet Island, and I think they should have more reproduction there, because, you know, they have, like, one person there that lives there. And we want to have the country very, like, you know, spaced out, you know, have a lot of people in different countries. Like, we want to be what's that called?
Culturally diverse.
We need more cultural diversity in all around the world. So, like, you know, more races, more ethnicities. And Bouvet Island needs that because they have one person. So they need multiple people to move there so we can start reproduction there. And then, like, all the reproduction leads up to is a new country born with people of different races and ethnicity. Okay, so why should we reproduce there? Like I said, we need that ethnic cleansing. I'm not ethnic cleansing. Ethnicity, more diversity. Because, you know, the U.S. is very diverse, and we want more countries like us. We're not the best country. I mean, we can be, but we need more countries like us, less communism and everything.
Less communism?
Hey, this is my presentation.
There's one communist country left.
Exactly. We need U.S. to overcome them. Now, what?
China?
Yeah, China will get wrecked by us. Mm-hmm. All right, stop talking about this. So, if we have Bouvet Island and we get that reproduction right there, we can start, like, a new country. There might be different, like, medicines there. It helps people. Say if we have reproduction there, then we have multiple people working on that. Oh, okay. So 2 minutes. I need 3 minutes. Okay. Does he listen to this?
I don't know.
Okay. We also need to rename Bouvet Island. I mean, where is that from anyways? Bouvet sounds French, so we need U.S. to take over that Bouvet Island. So, so we need.
It's an island in the Atlantic Ocean.
It's in the Atlantic Ocean, so it's like, you know,
two. Sub-Antarctica.
Yeah, see, we need people there. There could be.
In sub-Antarctica?
Yes, sub-Antarctica. We need people there. We have people in Antarctica right now.
No, not living permanently in Antarctica.
Yeah, but we could.
No.
But yeah.
Not livable conditions.
How do you know that? Does it say that?
I know enough about
it. No, Antarctica does have livable conditions or there wouldn't be animals there.
There are animals in the middle of the Arctic.
There's
well, because they've adapted to the environment.
Exactly. Eventually, we'll adapt to the.
That takes millions of years.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We don't live for a million years.
I know, but multiple people. So, say, how long have we been living?
Not very long in the grand scheme of things.
So, since after BC, so it's year one. And it's 20.
Are you saying that people haven't been around before BC?
No, they have, but I don't know any people besides, you know, God, but, you know, whatever. Okay, stop ruining my presentation. All right, so. Okay. All right, so Bouvet Island, we need people there. Even though it's in sub-Antarctica, there's still, you know, animals there. We can bring a heater. We can bring a heater. And, you know, that's where the South Pole is. So, you know, magnetic poles have better cell service there. Come on. So, you know, more reproduction at Bouvet Island. We really need this to spread ethnic diversity. Even if it's one of the coldest places on Earth, we still need it.
It's 18 miles long. That's how small it is.
Exactly.
Then why should we have people?
Because if we have a population, then we have different types of medicine.
It's a 22-hour flight. You want to go?
Yeah, I actually do, kind of. Not going to lie. So it's 18 miles long. That means
it
we can build a small a small village there.
Did it even happen?
You can go.
Bye.